Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Commanders going out to practice now. They are practicing indoors today.
I would have to challenge. I have to say, hey, Dan, you tripping, man.
Especially playing indoors. I think he's able to get a lot more done. So if they wanted to get some like legit special teams work in or something,
yeah.
The bubble's just one field. It's just kind of small.
Mm-hmm.
But I think today's going to be their longest practice of the week. They'll probably do some real install, some real full speed stuff.
Yep.
I think you got to be indoors to do that if you're going to be out there a while.
Well, my walk in here tell me they need to be indoors.
Right. It is 30 degrees right now. I give
feels
you
like 17 by 18.
22. It's really warmed up.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when I'm walking from the car to here, I normally have the mindset, well, they should be outside. When I was walking here this morning, I was like, they should be inside.
I like that.
Because it was cold as hell, and I wanted to kick myself in the ass because I left my gloves in the car.
I had my gloves. I had my gloves and my hat. I get to do a live hit at 4:30 on Channel 4.
Outside?
Oh, yeah.
Tell them you need to be inside for that today.
Well, they might be back in the hey, bubble.
Got a whole room right here.
This is a great look.
Somebody told me they say it was a casting couch in here on the thread yesterday.
There's no room for a casting couch.
Yeah,
in
there's
here.
No room for nothing.
White Brian, I meant to check in with you earlier. Because my stream dropped at one point, I was not able to scroll all the way back.
But then White Brian said something about Indiana and which one was it? Indiana lost bad, didn't he?
I don't know. We'll get there and heard it here first.
No, I'm just saying when he was trying to tell you to do something.
Yeah, White Brian.
Don't listen to him.
Who was first today to comment on the stream?
It was our guy Strizzy once again.
Strizzy's
turning into the UCLA basketball.
Yeah, Strizzy,
70s.
Man, you can't win all the time. Just back up some damn time.
What is the live count now?
That's his fifth of the year. Everyone else has won.
January 15th. Strizzy getting it done. I wanted to take a quick look at some of the coaching carousel happening in the world. I'm curious on this one, B. I thought it was really cool earlier when Cliff said, you know, working with a defensive coach has really helped him understand the importance of running the football, even when, you know, in previous mm-hmm. spots,
yeah, yeah.
I probably would have gotten away from it. I find that interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been very clear that hiring a coach that's coached before is not a problem. You just need to hire the right guy that's the right type of leader.
Yeah.
What do you think of Arthur Smith getting a bunch of looks again? He was a head coach in Atlanta, did a year as OC in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh lost in the wild card. I only ask that because the Bears just announced they've completed an interview with Arthur Smith. I'm confident. I think he's had other interviews or at least is in consideration for other gigs. So he's interviewing with the Bears today and then the Jets tomorrow.
I know we sit here and we've seen them hire new people and have success. But the NFL is still what the NFL has always been. They like hiring people that have a lineage. Their family was in it already. And if you got some experience, you can always have an opportunity. That's how it goes.
His family's in ownership, though. Not necessarily.
That's even better.
Right.
It's even better. You know,
his family's not in ownership anymore.
That's true. Yeah.
So, I mean, but he has experience in the league. He's going to always get an opportunity.
I watched something. Nui actually sent me this today. I meant to tweet this out. Our friend Nui Scruggs down in Dallas did an interview with somebody that has written a Dion book. I'm blanking on the guy's name. I don't want to blank on it. I want to say Taylor, Jacques Taylor. Do you know that dude down in Dallas? Basically, their understanding of this Dion thing is Dion and Jerry did have a conversation about the Dallas job, but that they viewed it as mutually beneficial. That for Jerry, he talks to Dion, and all of a sudden, that's the talk of the NFL. And that Dion is talking to Colorado about reworking his contract, and that helps Dion. And so those guys don't think Dion coming there is much of a possibility. I saw that Robert Saleh, formerly Jets coach, is going to get an interview with Dallas. But they were saying they think Kellen Moore is going to have a real good shot at that Cowboys job.
Hey.
I don't even know what the...
I don't think anybody really knows what the conversation was about. I think everybody's speculating like they normally do. Jerry and Dion talk, I'm sure.
Right.
We don't know if they talked about helping each other or really getting that job.
Or, like, what's your Nike deal look like?
But Mike did mention something earlier this year about he had talked to Jerry about Dion and all that stuff. And I think people are going from that to this deal now and trying to look at something like that, so...
Guess what? It appears the speculation, the rumors, the reporting is really ramping up for the Las Vegas Raiders and what potential coach? Who do you think this is?
Ron?
No.
Well, you say it like that, going around. I don't know. Too many damn coaches out there right now. A former coach?
Nope.
Or somebody brand new? Benjamin Johnson?
Yes. I am at the point with Ben Johnson, despite what may have been said on a podcast recently that was just not accurate. I'm at the point with Ben Johnson where I'm going to have to believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
You know, if he takes a job, that's great. If it ends up being the Raiders,
I'll tell you this.
That's great. Good luck.
Gruden got 10.
Yeah.
And that was some years ago. If he's trying to get 14 like he was trying to get last year, he probably can get it this time. Because they're desperate at this point.
And
they better get it right.
They better get it right. And, I mean, you're a year further into the cost of everything goes up. It's tough for me, though, unless you really buy into Brady's vision for the organization and maybe he gets to bring his own GM in. The Raiders just have nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you hanging your hat on there? You got the 6th overall pick. Maybe Shador slides to – I don't even know if slides is fair at 6. But maybe Dion goes into this draft and is like, yo, we're only going to the Raiders, so nobody take him. I don't know. I think the Jets job seems to just be lingering. The Saints job seems to just be lingering. It seems like Aaron Glenn's going to get a job. It seems like this dude Liam Cohen, who is the Bucs offensive coordinator, might get a job with the Jaguars. I don't know. Lanville, do you think the Dion stuff is all just nonsense, not actually happening?
I kind of think it is. I feel like both Jerry Jones and Deion Sanders like it when all the sports shows are talking about him. And like you were saying, I guess Nui texted it to you. If you're Dion, you know, hey, I could potentially take the Cowboys job. Seems like a good way to get Colorado to put a few more deals and a few more million on your contract. So I think that's probably what's going on here.
I do too. Apparently Devontae Adams is now publicly saying he wants to go back to Green Bay. I think he did ayahuasca with Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's just.
I think anybody in Green Bay should say, no, 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 keep going with Aaron. He won't be around. Keep moving.
I Davante Adams, great player. He just has seemed to transform into this pain in the ass.
Very much so.
And you can put up with that, especially at the receiver position, for great players. It just
but like know,
seems like a lot.
Even great players, once they get a little older, people start backing away from them.
Right, for sure. I think the only thing we know is Vrabel is in New England. Can I ask? I try to be very honest with myself because I think far too many people try to assume in the world of race that their experience is everyone's experience, right? And I recognize that mine is mine and mine alone. But I can't help but wonder, with the Rooney Rule, the intention of the rule versus how
what happens.
The intention of the rule to me is for guys like Joe Witt and Brian Johnson to get head coaching and court and guys younger, minority candidates that are younger and down the ladder to get coordinator opportunities faster. Like that's the spirit of the rule to me, is to get guys that aren't at the top of the pecking order an opportunity to speak.
Well,
to
the rule is to get people real interviews and be willing to hire them if they do well, not just to do these hoax damn interviews. That was a real rule,
right? No, I don't think
so. With the head coach, was the first thing,
right?
That's what it started with. Then they came back and adjusted it some to make it seem like they were trying. Listen, they're gonna hire the hell they want to hire, to be honest with you.
Some of the people that are taking interviews that may or may not just be interviews to satisfy a Rooney Rule. Do you think those people should, like Aaron Glenn? I was pretty impressed by, mm-hmm. And maybe he's in a position of strength, and I recognize that. But Aaron Glenn's a black dude, defensive coordinator for the Lions. I think there's a very good chance he ends up becoming a head coach this year. And he saw what was happening in New England and just turned down the interview. He said, I'm not going to be there to check a box.
Yeah.
I kind of support that. And I wonder.
I support it too, but the question you ask, will it hurt people going forward? Because, listen, man, all these owners go out here and they say what they say everything that they need to say publicly. They know who they're hiring and who they're not hiring, hands down.
I think the Vrabel back to New England thing was done. As soon as you started hearing the reports, yeah, Mayo may not make it more than 1 year, I think they knew what they were doing then.
Yeah,
because Vrabel was also out of the league, so you could talk to him freely.
And like, I don't want to hear Kraft tell me, oh, I set him up for failure. If you know you set him up for failure, then you should give him a chance with a better team. That means nothing to me.
Yeah, there's one person in particular I think should not be allowing the hoax interviews, but I'll keep that to myself. Watching this all, I thought we didn't really have a chance to react to it. I wasn't surprised, but I also Cliff and Joe Witt to just totally shut down the conversation around interviews.
The people that asked, they knew they wouldn't answer those questions anyway.
I believe both guys, but I definitely believe Witt because Witt's process and Cliff's process is going to be really different. Cliff's been a head coach, knows what the role is, has the ability to be a bit more selective. Witt hasn't been there. This is only his first year as a coordinator. It's going to be a different experience for him. And I think if he at all opened the door on this, it could become distracting, if not all-encompassing. And I think he's really smart not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be shocked, honestly, if he went any other way on that.
As far as what?
Like, if Witt was like, yeah, I'm looking forward to the interviews. I'd be shocked if you got any comment like that.
No, you won't. And even if he get one and he doesn't tell you, that's probably the best thing to do. Because once he says he's got an interview, then you got all kind of stories coming out.
Right.
You know, people are going to start judging based off of what they see at that point. You know, whether you can do an interview, oh, mine wasn't all in it. All that stuff comes out. So my whole story would always be, nope, hadn't talked to anybody.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. If you have to pick Cliff, Witt, or Izzo. And Izzo, we're kind of specifically calling our shot with Vrabel getting this job up in New England. If you have to pick one of them, who do you think is most likely not to be here next year?
Most likely not to be here. Of the three, I would have to go with Kingsbury.
You think?
Because he had the experience first. He's shown what he can do with quarterbacks, you know, college and pros. I think that is more valuable to general manager or owner.
Sure. Yeah, you're probably right. Cliff would make the most sense. I think it's least likely it's Witt this year. I think Witt, the thing I would keep an eye on with Joe Witt is if Mike McCarthy gets a head coaching job, because McCarthy and Witt go way back, and then, you know, maybe he gets more money or an assistant head coach title. But then you're also running the defense in a room where the head coach isn't defensive, and just the perception of that matters.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you'd have to be nuts to leave. We say Cliff might have to be nuts to leave Jaden. Jaden makes the defense a lot better, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? You know what's good for defensive coordinators? Being part of 13-win seasons.
There you go.
It's a lot of moving around for this organization. When we come back, I want to take a look at yesterday's injury report, figure out exactly what it means. Commanders practicing indoors. We're going to get a live look at what they saw in the bubble. You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We're live in Ashburn, Virginia.